You're listening to SBS News.
Around the world, fertility rates are dropping. The rate for each generation to replace itself is an average of 2.1 births per woman, and many countries are well below that figure. Does it matter? Surely reducing the population will make the Earth's resources go further. In this edition of Weekend One-on-One, we hear from Associate Professor Michael Taruso from the University of Texas, who says unless this trend is reversed, the world's population will peak in the next 40 to 60 years and then plummet, causing major global issues.
For the past 100 years, as the population has been growing, birth rates everywhere around the world have been falling. And so now we're about to turn a corner from population growth to population decline. And two is a key number here. With fewer than two children in the next generation to replace two parents in the last generation, the generations will shrink decade by decade. It's not just the richest countries in the world where this is happening, or outliers like South Korea. Today, two-thirds of people on the planet live in a country with a birth rate below that two-for-two replacement level. So once population decline starts, it could happen very fast. So with a global average birth rate of 1.5, the global population would fall by two-thirds every century. And once that begins, there's no reason to think that it's going to stop anywhere in particular. We could fall to 7 or 6 or 5 and just keep falling as long as people around the world make the sort of family decisions that people around the world do today.
But that's a long way in the future.
We should care about this now because it might take a very long time to find those solutions. Part of the case for people is that their lives matter for themselves. It's a good thing when someone has the opportunity to live a good life. The numbers involved can be mind-boggling, so it's hard to think about the difference between a world with 8 billion people on it versus 4 billion people, and how much does that matter? And it's hard to think about how that fits in with everything else that we care about in a free and fair society. But it would be strange if a matter of several billion lives didn't matter at all. And so, you know, as we're heading towards this future of depopulation, we shouldn't be cavalier about a future that contains so many fewer human lives. We all benefit from other people being on the planet. You know, we're lucky to get to live at a time when many other people have come before us to make the progress that we enjoy. We're lucky to get to live in a big world. It's really easy sometimes to think of other people as a source of scarcity, but other people are win-win. They're a source of abundance over the long run. So, you know, if the thing that you care about is, you know, a revolution in green energy infrastructure, then you should be glad that there's many other scientists and engineers and implementers around the world working to make that happen. If the thing you care about is advances in medical technology or maybe a just-in-time mRNA vaccine for a global pandemic, then be glad that we live in a big world that can support the sort of niche medical specialization and research that makes that possible. I think no one can tell you where things really start to bite, but you can know, you know, it's like asking, how many doctors do we need in America? How many nurses? How many teachers? No one can tell you exactly what the right number is, but certain things are going to be harder with fewer of us around.
So what can be done?
The uncomfortable truth is nobody has a solution to raising birth rates. Not governments, not policy experts, not social science researchers. There are many headwinds to parenting. It's very hard to combine children and parenting and care work with everything else that matters in a life. And so, you know, today, given the world as it is, it might be that nobody's making a mistake when they choose no children or few children for themselves, but we might all be making a mistake together when we make it hard for people to make that choice. And so the task of the future is to make the changes in our societies and our economies and our cultures that make it more possible for people to aspire to combine parenting and care work with everything else that matters in a life, education, career goals, other relationships. That is not an easy task, but it's one worth starting.
So is this a case of making it easier to start and maintain a family?
Yeah, we should do a lot more supporting of parenting and care work, but we should be really clear that nobody has the solution yet. We're very early in this process. Many people around the world wouldn't even recognize low fertility as a problem. And so it's not surprising that we haven't come up with solutions yet. I think something big will break before we get to literal extinction. I think a world that sheds many billions of people, something is going to go haywire. That'd be quite bad. And, you know, that's another reason to avoid this path that we're on to rapid depopulation decade by decade.